to Make More Money Without Selling Your Soul with me, Polly Leverello, Evergreen Marketing Expert. This podcast is for you if you are an online entrepreneur who's looking to simplify their business to scale. On this podcast, you can expect to hear regular talk about wealth, about selling, and about well-being, because I believe these three core fundamental things are pivotal to your growth moving forward. Welcome to Make More Money Without Selling Your Soul with myself, Polly Leverello, Evergreen Marketing Expert and Cushy Business Pioneer. And today I'm talking about why your messaging isn't converting. Any online business is going to have a lot of messaging, whether it's on your website, whether it's in your social media posts, whether it's on your sales funnels, in your email marketing. Messaging plays a really significant role in your success as an online business owner. And what's really unfortunate is that the average online business owner comes along with potentially very little experience around what good messaging is, because their skills are potentially around coaching or therapy or, you know, any of those pieces. And to understand how to communicate in a way that truly wins the hearts and minds of your most ideal clients can be a really big wall to scale, right? I really, really get it. You know, obviously I need to do the maths at some point, but I've definitely supported hundreds of clients at this stage with this very piece, whether it's through Facebook advertising and how to write their ads in a way that works. I've got my fantastic 5-minute ad solution, which is great for that, by the way, if you're ever writing an ad. I've also supported them in regards to their social media messaging around promoting their evergreen offers. So it's an area that I've explored a lot with my clients, and of course with my one-to-ones as well. There have been various discussions about helping them stand out from the crowd. So yes, writing messaging that compels your ideal client into action is a game changer. It's something that I've refined personally in my own business over the years. And I'm really delighted to say that, you know, for the last year to 18 months, probably even prior to that, but particularly in the last year to 18 months, I've really seen an increase in people who maybe hear my name from somebody else or see my podcast or whatever it is, land on my social media, take a quick look around my website, and then reach out and say, how can I work with you? It's an amazing feeling, because those people are, generally speaking, the most motivated. They are solution seeking. They've discovered an account that promises what it is that they're looking for, and they are ready to take action. It's no coincidence those same clients are also the ones who tend to get the best results, because they know what they want and they're not afraid to go after it. But it's really beautiful to be able to create that level of clarity and ease that people feel the confidence to do that. And that is what I want for my clients too. If we believe we have to spend a lot of time persuading our clients to work with us, then that is what you will create. If your messaging is geared towards people need to learn a lot about me before they'll decide to work with me, then surprise, surprise, those are the results that you'll see, because you're not making it easy for those fast action takers to go, you're my kind of gal or you're my kind of person, I'm in. Okay. So it's really, really, really important that we think consciously how we are using our messaging. This is where energetics and strategy kind of combine, because it's recognizing if we come in with assumptions and negative perceptions to the outcome of our messaging, more often than not, we will create messaging that will almost persuade somebody that now is not their time. Okay. So blending a really positive mindset geared towards your most motivated ideal client is always, always, I mean, this is such a simple principle, it will always result in faster sales. So that's tip number one. I'm also going to share with you 4 very simple concepts to do with your day-to-day messaging that will really support you, that are not my own, but they've really helped me with my own messaging and how I help my clients. They are from Michael Masterson and Mike Palmer, I think. When I Googled it, that was who it was attributed to, from a book called, I think, Copy Logic. So I'm going to speak to those in a moment. And then I'm going to speak to like a more overarching principle that you really need to be considering as a whole beyond these 4 basic concepts. Okay. So a little bit of what's already been taught with a combination of my own hot take. Okay. So There is this premise called Cuba from Michael Masterson and Mike Palmer in his book Copy Logic, where apparently he breaks it down a lot more deeply. But his simple principle, Cuba, is that if your messaging is either C, confusing, U, unbelievable, B, boring, or A, awkward, that that it's not going to work. And so that is I really love having simple terms like that to always be looking at messaging through. There's also a fabulous app, by the way, called the Hemingway app, which is free. You simply go in and you copy paste your messaging in there, and it will highlight to you where you're using unnecessarily long sentences and various other things, which I'm also a big fan of for those who are earlier on with their journey with messaging. But yes, thinking about, whether it's confusing. Now, what would confusing mean? I see this very often in the spiritual space where someone may say to me, I want to be able to help that school teacher on the street. I want to be able to help that overburdened mother who, is doing X, Y, Z. But the language on their bio will be, come to me for a quantum transformation, leaping through. I mean, just a whole load of spiritual jargon, essentially, that person will never respond to because it's confusing. Now, that's not to say, by the way, that anyone who is spiritual shouldn't use spiritual jargon. It's more that, in the same way, anyone who's a business mentor shouldn't use business mentor jargon. It's just recognizing when we use our own jargon, and we all have it. This isn't a kind of swipe at the spiritual space. We have it, I was very guilty of it early on in my business when I was supporting people with Facebook ads. I would be doing a lot of talk, which was very relevant and kind of easy to understand if you were in the Facebook ads world, but anyone outside of it would have been like, what is she talking about? So we've all been there. The jargon thing happens, right? It does. And if you want to work with other spiritual people or other ads managers or anyone who's in your industry already, essentially, then keep the jargon in there. Okay. If you want to only speak to people who've got a heightened level of awareness around what it is you're speaking to, then do that intentionally. Do that knowing that, no, you will not speak to the average Joe on the street, and you're more than happy with that, okay? But you make that a conscious decision and then stick with it, okay? Because otherwise, you're just going to make more work for yourself. So that is what confusing can be. Also, similarly, confusing can simply be a very, very long sentence. I often see this with my clients, where I'll say, this is confusing / awkward to read because you're saying so many things in one sentence that where I've kind of held onto the logic of the first part of the sentence, by the end, I'm kind of lost and I don't really know where you've taken me. Okay. So confusing can blend into awkward sometimes. Unbelievable. Unbelievable is, I occasionally get followed a lot by new accounts. And whenever I see accounts in their bio, they're like, I will help you create 7 figures in 7 days, or, 80K in 8 minutes, or whatever kind of silly claim they're making, I won't follow back. Because that kind of messaging is lazy, it's annoying, and there is a part of me thinking, this sounds pretty unbelievable. You are essentially saying anybody who lands on your account can make 7 figures in 7 days. I dispute that. You may have been able to do that for one person, or maybe even several businesses, but to make it a broad claim that you can apply to anyone then makes it unbelievable. Okay, so another note to make when you think about how you promote things is, yes, it's really good to promote the amazing success stories we've created for our clients. That is not a bad thing. And don't allow one rule for one to become one rule for many. Otherwise, you will suddenly become unbelievable. Putting aside the fact that it's also kind of pretty unethical and going to create really unrealistic expectations for anyone who comes to work with you, okay? That this is the beginning of most coaching horror stories, is where people have kind of pretended that there are riches, immediate definite riches on the other side, which haven't happened immediately. And I see this in the weight loss space. I see this in so many spaces where people are essentially selling a magic pill or an overnight success thing. So be careful, just because other people are doing it doesn't mean you should be doing it too. It's a very dangerous thing to be doing for so many reasons. And I'm sharing this without judgment because I totally understand. As I shared earlier in this episode, it's not unusual that people who come into this space have zero marketing experience. They learn by repeating what they see other people doing, not necessarily often taking the time to consider the how or the why behind it, and simply thinking, well, if it works for them, it can work for me. So I hope if you have been doing any of these things, you'll listen to this. And also, by the way, sharing this through the lens of I've also made my own mistakes. I used to share how successful my business is financially. I used to share, you know, like really regularly in my content, I used to share the financial success of my clients all the time. That used to be like stories I'd share every other day. Now, of course, I don't hide it away because it is a valid thing for people to be able to understand. Yes, I create phenomenal results for my clients. And I don't lead with it. I lead with the way I work, the people I love to help, how I help them, like things like that, because that's what people are investing in. They're investing in me providing, you know, supporting them with a strategy. They're not investing in a specific result, because if they were doing that, that wouldn't be good for me. And it definitely wouldn't be good for them. Okay. So they should be trusting me because I've got the kind of results that they'd like to have. And they're investing in me because they know they have their best shot at getting there by working with me, but they're not doing it for that result alone. Okay. So unbelievable, unhelpful, right? Boring. If you sound like every other health coach or I'm trying to like spread my examples here so I don't just appear to be picking on spiritual coaches. Hold on a sec. Sorry. But if you are a health coach, for example, and you sound like every other health coach, if you're saying something like, is what you're eating making you feel uncomfortable? Would you like to lose some inches around the waist? Then learn more about my 60 kilogram and 60. I mean, can you hear all the ways that is wrong? Okay. We've gone into the unbelievable part at the end, going lose 60 kilos in 60 days. But prior to that, that messaging just sounds like every other weight loss company out there. Just sounds like every other health coach out there who's supporting around weight loss. So boring is a result of what I'm going to be speaking to at the end. So I'm not going to elaborate on that because I will get to that in a moment. Awkward. Awkward is, as I shared, the best way actually to understand awkward is to read out your copy out loud. So yeah, listen to it as you say it. Speak it like you were presenting it. And if your sentence is too long, you'll notice that you are out of breath before you even finish the sentence. If there is a filler sentence in there that is just entirely unnecessary and not prompting people to want to read the next sentence, then that's an invitation to remove it. And as I mentioned earlier in this episode, the Hemingway app is also really good for identifying those awkward sentences. But back to boring, because boring is one of the pieces that I wanted to speak to in terms of essentially my personal take, because boring extends beyond the obvious. As in, yes, we can do a quick measure of, is this message interesting or is it boring? But actually, the best way to boring proof your messaging is having rock solid positioning. So just to kind of highlight the bit I've just covered, Cuba is the rule you want to be thinking of when you are looking at your messaging to understand, is it any good? Is it confusing? Is it unbelievable? Is it boring? Is it awkward? If it's none of those things, you're already on a great path. And thank you to that author who shared these pieces, whose names I've already shared, the Michael and the Mike, for coming up with such a great concept, because it's super duper helpful and super easy to remember. Now, to elaborate on the boring piece, I really, really, really want everybody, every business owner to hear this. Boring happens when you have poor positioning. It's really hard to create messaging that converts if you haven't already gotten clear as to what your unique positioning is. Now, if you want to understand what positioning is, I'll give you a really good example of that. There are, and I apologize if you are not interested in nutritional therapy and nutritional therapists and don't follow any, but I hope you can follow this example because I am obsessed with the well-being space, obsessed. And I'm very happy to have worked with a lot of nutritional therapists. And one person who had been brought to my attention by various nutritional therapist clients of mine was a glucose goddess. And you know what's interesting? I almost didn't even look at her in the first place because the word goddess put me off. And I immediately assumed it had to be gimmicky, that it had to be kind of, you know, trend-based. I kind of wondered if she even was a nutritional therapist or anyone with any science-backed knowledge to have a word like goddess in her name. But then one day I just happened to stumble across some of her content and I was hooked immediately. I think one of my favorite podcasts were interviewing her, and the promo they gave her was so fabulous because it immediately spoke to that objection I had in my head, which was I can't remember what it was, but, you know, basically scientists. They use the word, you know, like they have referred to the fact that she's a scientist. And I was like, okay, I'm paying attention now. This is interesting. But what she's done is she's taken a concept that I imagine a lot of nutritional therapists are aware of, which is a lot of sugar isn't good for you. And yes, there are ways to consume sugar that is less damaging for the body when you are aware as to how to do it. And what she's done is she's created some simple kind of rules to live by that enable you to essentially live more healthily. And it's all rooted around the same theme, glucose. And it means a lot of her content is incredibly repetitive, but that doesn't matter because people like myself landed on her content, immediately bought her book, and that's all she needs. She doesn't need people to be staying there for a very, very long time. And the reason why I bought that book from her immediately, why did I do that? Despite having worked with loads of nutritional therapists, despite having a pretty good understanding of it myself, I studied it for a year, a long time ago, was because she was incomparable to anybody else on the internet. There's nobody else. I mean, there are other companies that talk about I Quit Sugar, for example. I was already aware of them. But she made her positioning, the positioning of her brand, her message, her promise, even the fact that she had this simple thing that she was like, do this and you will feel better, and that it was a few simple steps. It literally follows the premise that I encourage all my clients to when they create their group programs, which is when you can tell somebody it's as simple as ABC, and this is my specific unique framework you won't find anywhere else, then people are hooked. They're not going to go anywhere else because they know they're not going to find it anywhere else. And of course, once I kind of looked at the things inside the Glucose Goddess, her book, it was good. But to be honest with you, a lot of it was information I already knew to a certain extent. However, what I still really appreciated her for, like the Cuba example, was that it was super memorable. She had given me a kind of map to understanding glucose that made it really easy to implement. And she inspired me in herself because she looks so well and healthy and all the rest. But she is an example of positioning gold. She has kind of flown through, you know, all the different podcasts, I don't even know how best-selling her book is, but I'm imagining it's a bestseller because her positioning is down. Had she just been another nutritional therapist who just happened to like talking about sugar, she wouldn't be where she is right now. She has really refined it. So if you want to see an example of somebody who has managed to differentiate herself in a very saturated market, check out Glucose Goddess if you haven't already, and then tell me when you bought the book. It's very good. but that's a really good example. And the power of that is that it means your messaging goes a million times further. So the fact that there is no other Glucose Goddess on the internet, the fact that nobody else has her framework, even visually, visually as a brand, she is unforgettable. And her name, while I thought it was slightly naff to begin with, is also entirely unforgettable. Everything about her brand stays with you, which also makes her a million times easier to recommend. That is what you want as a business. It's not enough to be able to say, I help you with your subconscious, I help you with your health, I help you with your somatics. Why are they choosing you over everybody else? And what is the thing that's going to make them stop on your website and not want to go anywhere else? What is going to help them recognize immediately you are the sole solution for them? So positioning really, really matters. I will do a separate podcast on how to look at your positioning because there's too much to cover in this one episode. But I hope that was really, really helpful. And I hope that has you just reviewing your relationship with your messaging and feeling more confident about how you use it in the week ahead. If you found this episode helpful, please, please, please help me reach more ears by reviewing it. I've got so few reviews, it breaks my heart because I see how many of you are listening week in, week out. So please, 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 if you've been listening and you've not yet dropped a review, make this girl happy and drop some reviews below. Well, a review below. It would make me so, so happy. And that's it. Thank you so much. And I will see you next week. Next week, I'm going to be talking about, let me get my notes out, more funnels, more problems. I'll see you then.